Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
There's something in the water at Darlington Point because Altina Wildlife Park, it's baby bonanza.
It is.
We were lucky enough to meet the new baby giraffe a couple of months ago, and now there's brand new babies there. Once again at Altina Wildlife Park, the chief keeper, Beck Surian, joins us right now. Hey, Beck.
Morning. How are you guys?
Yeah,
we're
doing
good.
Great.
We're good. Now, this is really exciting. You've got some new babies. What have you got in store for us?
So we've had our very first baby zebra born, which is so awesome. He's a beautiful little baby boy. And we've also had three maned wolf puppies born, so two girls and one boy as well. So we are super excited, and it's obviously pretty big news for us here at Altina.
Yeah, because a couple of weeks ago when I was at Altina Wildlife Park with my family, the zebra was very, very, very pregnant, and we knew something was coming soon. So how long is the period of gestation for the zebra, Beck?
Yeah.
So zebras are usually pregnant anywhere from 11 to 12 months.
Oh, the poor things.
A nice year's worth of pregnancy.
Jeez.
But it was well worth the wait. He is super cute.
Aw, and what have you named the little boy?
So his name is Mustari, which is quite in an African language, the Swahili language. So
that's cute.
We thought quite appropriate. Yeah. But yeah.
And tell us about your three maned wolf pups. They look so cute.
Yeah, so we've got three little baby maned wolves, the two girls and one boy. They're born actually black, and they get little white tips at the end of their tails when they're born. And then as they mature, they slowly turn the lovely orange colour that we're used to seeing them. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's funny how they're born a different colour, but they are super cute.
Oh, we'll have to come out and see them for sure.
Yeah, you guys are doing something special with the puppies though, Beck.
Yeah, so for the first time ever, I don't think anyone in Australia has ever offered this before. We're doing what we call puppy playtime, where we're letting tourists come in for a behind-the-scenes tour. It's only for a limited time. But to come and, I guess, snuggle and cuddle the maned wolf puppies, there is a few conditions. So obviously there's age limits, but also that there will only be three people allowed to do it at a time because there's only three puppies. You don't want to overwhelm the puppies.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah, it's a first time because mum's such a great mum. We thought that we could help raise some money for the breeding program for the maned wolf program. So, yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Beck, if people want to come out and see these maned wolves or, of course, the baby zebra, what do they need to do?
So the best way to do any sort of meet and greets is obviously to ring the bookings number, so 0412 060 342, and you can either do behind the scenes with the zebra and the baby giraffe as well as the wolf pup. Otherwise, you can see the zebra on everyday tours on a horse-drawn cart, but you won't be able to see the wolf puppies until they're much older.
Oh, wow. What great opportunities. Yeah. I remember going out there with the lion cubs and they were tiny, and that experience by itself is something to treasure up for the rest of your life. Beck Surian, congratulations on your new babies, and I can't wait to come out and meet them all.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Have you and your fiancé, Sam, looked at buying a house? Are you happy renting, or where are you at with that whole situation?
We want to buy a house. Yeah. You can technically at the moment buy a house without a deposit.
Okay, that's good.
It's also how America's financial situation crashed.
Oh, right, okay.
Because they did the same thing. So we're a little bit wary about doing something like that. Unfortunately, we definitely can't buy in Sydney. It's not going to be an
option. Out of the market.
My mum's house, she lives in the leafy suburbs.
Uh-huh.
The estimate's between 1.2 and 1.5 million.
That is, and that's the average house price in Sydney is 1.1.
Yeah.
Which is the median price. What would you do if I told you there is an island in the Great Barrier Reef off the coast of Emu Park being sold for only $495,000?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you can buy an entire island for $495,000. Now, it's called Wedge Island.
Yeah, look, I'm happy to just
have a
buy
crack.
It. Yeah.
23 acres of land. It's a 5-kilometre boat ride to the mainland. There's no property on the island, but there is hot water, a hot water shower, toilet and a storage shed just filled with tents and other camping gear.
I was going to say, I guess it's more like a camping experience.
Well, the current owners are a couple of young blokes from Noosa and Moranba, and they use the island just to throw a couple of parties.
Why not?
They've even sort of built themselves a golf course out there as well.
So can you build on this land?
Well,
do you
I'm know? Not entirely sure, but according to real estate agent selling the island, Richard Vanhoff, it was just a party central for these boys, and the reason they are selling is they're growing up a little bit, getting girlfriends and are spending more time elsewhere.
Okay.
So, it looks like we can get this island for $495,000. Now, I've crunched some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me just get my calculator here. I've crunched some numbers. So, this is how you and I and some friends of ours can afford to buy this island.
Wow. Okay. Yep. Sure.
All right. So, first of all, if you have at least... like you, me, and then we only need 98 other people, so 100 people. If we all put in $4,950, we can buy the island.
Or
so you, me, or you and 99 friends.
Or we organise a party for like 5,000 people. Find some big celeb, get them to all pay their tickets.
Then we'll
buy
$100 each.
Yeah, we'll buy the island.
Yep, I like it.
And then it works out.
Sounds a little bit like that fire festival in the Bahamas.
It does, doesn't it?
Or, now we have over 8,000 friends on our Facebook page, which is awesome. If 8,000 of our closest Facebook friends all put in, and get this.
8,000 of our closest.
8,000 of our closest Facebook friends. If they put in $61.84, we can afford it. So that's you, me, 7,998 of our other friends. And then we could all go over and have a massive party. So we'd all have a share. We'll all have a $62 share in this island.
Well, honestly, it's just like timeshare, right?
Exactly right. We just have a big...
start our own timeshare.
Yeah, we'll have one massive Facebook chat. We can all put our dates in there and figure out who wants it for what and what.
Mine
Christmas
weekend,
and Easter.
Yeah.
Exactly right. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Oh, don't know. Time sharing. I mean, that's just a...
Now, my bank account details for everyone to put that money into. But right now, that is my favourite time of a Monday morning. We catch up with Dean McCarthy, who is live in Los Angeles.
Morning,
good
Dino.
Morning, Dino.
Happy Monday, guys. Good morning.
It's always a pleasure, mate, chatting with you. Now, Ben Affleck, he's moved on to a new woman.
He has. This is fascinating, actually. He's got a new girlfriend, which is really great because he is a great guy. Her name is Lindsay Shook. She is the producer of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wow.
She is a scream. She's super hot, super successful, super funny, and she's also super close friends with Jennifer Garner.
Oh, really?
Which is a little bit awesome. Yeah, so basically, like, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner would go to SNL. He's been a guest on that show many, many times. They're all hanging out. They're all friends. And now his friendship with Lindsay has developed into something more. Look, you know what? I just hope he's happy. I hope he's happy. Jennifer Garner seems fine. She's hot and successful. I'm not worried about any of them.
No,
absolutely
exactly
not.
Exactly right. But do you think, Dean, something was happening behind the scenes with her, though? Or is that, am I reaching?
I think you are so cheeky for bringing that up. Look, I don't think so. I hope not. You know, like, yeah, I don't think so. She was actually married and she has a child and she has a former husband, Lindsay, but... so maybe they've just both become single and they've got a little twinkle in their eye for each other all of a sudden.
Okay. See, they're good in everyone, Dino.
Now, Dino, moving on to Ed Sheeran. So obviously he can do private venue events. Now, you found exclusively how much he charges?
Okay. So over the weekend, I was at this dinner party in LA and sitting there was this guy who's like an event planner, right? Anyway, he got a quote to get Ed Sheeran to perform for 1.5 hours, so that's 90 minutes, $2 million.
Are you kidding me?
$2 million. That is Ed Sheeran's fee.
But
Dino. What's that? $700,000 each.
Is that actually his fee, or is that just he doesn't want to do it, so therefore it's his fee?
I think he doesn't want to do it. And he was like, you know what? Okay, $2 million. I think you're right about that. But you know what? For $2 million, I think he's worth every cent. It's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. It's sort of funny because that doesn't strike me he would charge that amount of money from the same guy who wants to charge like $90 for every seat at his concerts, you know? Like, it's a weird juxtaposition, but I suppose it's his free time. He doesn't have to. Look, if I was that popular, I'd charge $2 million too. Don't you worry about that.
Well, Dino, thank you very much. And we will chat to you again on Wednesday.
I love it. Bye, guys.